Some hard fought victory today, but you must be pleased with the result.
Yeah, obviously pleased. It was a game of two halves, really. The conditions were atrocious. You know, the referee was even contemplating calling the game off. But wind was with them in the first half, and they caused a few problems. But equally, we had a few chances in the first half. But second half, it was a little bit one-way traffic, and we had chance after chance. The pitch got worse and worse, and it was... like I say, the ref was contemplating calling the game off, and now it's he would have called it off because it's a swamp out there. But delighted, I said before the game, we've achieved. We've got into the FA Cup first round proper, but we've done nothing. That's in 2 weeks' time. We've got to focus. We don't want to take our foot off the gas. Good teams don't continue achieving. Great teams continue achieving, and we have to continue achieving, and we've been brilliant the last 10, 12, 13 games. We've been fantastic, and for all the hard work and the efforts that's got us into the first round proper, can't be undone today. And they showed the character in the second half against in horrible conditions to get 3 points today, which is valuable 3 points, and I'm delighted with it.
Like you say, the FA Cup win was a good one, but like you say, this is the bread and butter, isn't it? You need to carry on doing well.
Of course it is, and there's so many teams that have fallen short. Once they've had a good cup run, they've struggled in the league, and I was adamant that we weren't going to do that, and I was desperate that we weren't going to do that, and I mentioned that to the lads today, and I wanted them to be strong and show their character, which they've got, their togetherness, their team ethic, everything that we've built, and we've proved again how strong we are as a unit, and we ground against it in difficult conditions and managed to get the result, and we deserved it in the end. First half, It was nip and tuck, but they had the win. The second half, it was difficult conditions, but we were far, far better than them in the second half. And it's great. After a hard 120 minutes away at Boston and getting back home at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, it's difficult, but it shows the character and the team spirit and the ethic that we've got. And I'm so proud. And again, it shows how strong we are.
Again, we keep mentioning it, but a quick word on Nick Hart. He scored again today. I think that's 7-4 now. He's doing all right, isn't he?
He's doing it. No, he's doing more than all right. But I mentioned it at Boston. It isn't about just Nick Horton. It's about the team that allow Nick Horton to play. And we have a setup that allows Nick Horton to play. Relentless running of the whole team, the Warriors at the back, and the energy in midfield, and the tireless running from up top allow Nick Horton to get on the ball and find little pockets to work his magic. And it's a team effort, and I will never single out a player. Yes, he's been fantastic for us, and he is an asset. But I love my team, and I love what we build, and it isn't about one player, it isn't about two players, it isn't about 11 players, and it's about 21 players. And all the players in there are going to play a part through the season, and every single one of them is needed, and it proves it today. In difficult circumstances, when different people are called upon, they come and do a job, and that's why we're successful.
Excellent. Thanks a lot. Well done.
Cheers. Thank you.